off the bench for McDonald's, juicy Angus beef and the lot. Dine in and try the Aussie Angus at Macca's today. And Tyre Power, set your new tyre resolution at Tyre Power. Big holiday sale now on tyrepower.com.au.
And at top of the morning, if you're joining us for the first time around regional Victoria, this is Off the Bench. It's great to have your company. Welcome to all our new audience through the ACE Radio Network, through regional Victoria, through, of course, KLFM in Bendigo, Voice FM in Ballarat, Super Radio Network through New South Wales and Southern Queensland, through the SEN Track Network across the country as well, including 89.1 FM in Mildura and a whole lot more. You're with Off the Bench. It's good to have your company. Big show this morning, right through until midday, of course. For most of our stations, the cricket this afternoon in Tassie, fascinating start yesterday. The Aussies struggled early and then regrouped. Great century by Travis Head. And Campbell Brown is sitting in this morning for Old Mate Picks. Hey, Dog.
How are you, mate? Yeah, it's nice up here on the Gold Coast. It's been a fun week and looking forward to the races this afternoon.
How many are they expecting there today at the millions?
A full house. I don't think there's any COVID restrictions. I think they probably, it won't be as big as previous years, but I think there'll be 12, 15,000 there.
How have you found the COVID lay of the land on the coast? It's the reason I've avoided.
Yeah, I've just noticed that a lot of venues and places are just so understaffed that you walk into a place maybe for a table or reservation and they say, look, we'd love to accommodate you, but we simply don't have the waiters, the chefs to be able to give you a seat. So places are at like half and quarter capacity, which would be frustrating for them, frustrating for the person if you want a meal, and then everything's closing at sort of 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, they're just getting rid of everyone. It's nothing, it's just different.
Yeah. Nothing can stop the Dog, though.
Nothing's stopping me.
A new variant, nothing can weigh you down. You do.
I'm powering ahead, Hutchie, until something...
And you're backing yourself, too, not to get...
Yeah.
There.
Very much so.
Your dog immunity, you reckon? It's unbelievable.
That's what I'm going with.
The cricket, by the way, there's extra play today, so it starts about half an hour earlier from memory, and the Aussies were six down at the break, 6 for 241 last night. Travis Head's century, magnificent. Have you ever seen anything like Labuschagne's dismissal? It was classic park dismissals.
It's one of those bits of vision that I think will just be replayed no matter how great he goes on to become. There's always going to be that, you know, like that football incident where the player ran into the opening goal and kicked through for a behind, and everyone just like laughs.
Malcolm Blight, wasn't it?
Malcolm Blight. Yeah, God. I didn't want to say the name, but he won Brownlows, he won McGarry medals, and he won. But a lot of people just remember that, the torpedo, of course.
The brilliant and the gifted often have a brain fade moment. Yeah. It's part of the eccentricity of their greatness. And
it is.
And Marnus has got, there's a more interesting sports person in Australia right now than Marnus. He's just out there. He's different. He's just trapped in his own head. I love him.
He's fascinating. And he can play too, which is more important.
Don't forget on the text, we're giving you a $100 Sporting Globe voucher. Simply text your name, where or how you're listening, and the code word millions. So name, where or how you're listening, as in what station or app, and the code word millions and a $100 Sporting Globe voucher to give away. It's that time of the week, 10 past 10, at the young of heart age of 91. She no longer needs to call us. We love her, and we call her.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'd have made them all walk home, for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere.
Thank you. It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
Margaret, good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, Bullis. Oh, what a week, hey?
How are you?
My God. Not too bad at all. Yes, I'm getting there. About to be locked in again. I wasn't allowed to go to the outing last night. The Rocky said, Mum, your place is home. You can't go to that.
Rocky shut you off, did he? Oh, that's
you stay home.
That's probably fair enough. We've got a bit get to deal with. But we're starting to get requests from you, Margaret, from our audience. This is how loved you are. Just one off the text. Can we get a big cheerio and fire up from Margaret today to the Ingleburn Cricket Club first grade team? They're all driving there now, playing against the best team in the competition. So can you give them a bit of a shout out to the Ingleburn Cricket Club and a bit of advice?
Good morning, Engelbert boys. Well, they're going to the cricket club, are they? Well, you know, put your best foot forward and level head, and you'll be there. Good on you, fellas. Love you.
Well done. Magnificent. What did you think of Marnus last night in the cricket?
I couldn't believe it. I thought to myself, he comes in and steadies the ship, and then he goes, "Aye, aye, over turkeys, he's leaving it." I couldn't believe it.
He's a different cat, isn't he?
He's a good... I love him, really. I really love him. I think he come in and steadied that ship, didn't he?
Yeah.
3 for 12. God almighty. I thought, heavens above. I nearly gave it the flick. I thought,
he gave he gave his teammates, Margaret, a great laugh, and I think everyone around Australia, the only one that wasn't laughing was Marnus.
Exactly. he wouldn't like that. He didn't like it at all. He didn't like it. No.
Do you think he should appeal more?
I couldn't believe it.
Do you think he should appeal more, Marnus? Does he appeal enough?
Oh, he appeals for everything. Everything. I saw it. I heard it. He is at everything. Yeah. His hands are up before anybody. They all look at him too, you know.
Yeah, they do. If he thinks it's
what out, about Travis Head? What about Travis Head and Green? Didn't they come in and do the... job. 101 he got from 113 balls. That's not bad going, is it, Travis?
He was seeing them beautifully yesterday. He's batted. He's just batted with purpose all summer, and he's wanted to get after the bowling, and it seems to have worked really well for him.
Yep. And Green's doing very well, isn't he?
Oh, he's going to be a player. Oh,
he's going to be a superstar, isn't he?
I'd love to know his stats against Ricky Ponting at the same age as a batsman, 22. He's only 22. He just looks like he could be anything as a cricketer, that guy. Could be one of the great players of all time. He's on that trajectory.
I think he needs a taller bat. I think his bat's a bit short. I'd like to see him a bit... His bat's a bit small.
Well, he does hover over it a bit, doesn't he?
He does hover over it a little bit. I think he could just have a little bit more on it. I don't know.
He's a big boy. He's about 6'7", so the bat probably...
6'7"?
Yeah.
I know he is. A big fella. Gorgeous boy. Lovely hairdo. Looked lovely. Love him.
You like his hairdo?
I like the hairdos. I love the hairdos. Some of them are good. That fella from England, what's his name? Mead. The opening batsman. What was his name? Long hair, black, Crawley. Long hair down his back. Shocking. Needs a good comb. Looks like it needs a good wash sometimes.
You are very astute to the hairstyles of people in the public. You don't...
I am.
What about you?
Margaret, what do you think of Hutchie's hair?
I like grass never grew on Bourke Street, you know. I like it. Same as the Rockies.
Yeah.
I like your hairdo too, Campbell.
What about Boris in England with his performance this week?
My God, shocking. Looks like he... And it flares out. When he puts his head down, it all puffs, turns up at the sides in the middle, and then another layer at the bottom. Oh, it's shocking. Shocking. Disgraceful. I can't believe the Prime Minister of England... gets his hair cut with a knife and fork. I really can't. Yeah. Really can't.
I'll leave it a goodie. Hey, Novak, tell me your thoughts on this saga.
On the Mdokovic?
Yep.
Oh, it should never have got to this. This is outrageous to think that it's got to a court. It's disgusting. It should have been in the very first place. You're not double-vaxxed. You can't come. End of story. Instead of that, it's going to high courts and costing lots of money. But, of course, you know, it takes the news, paper news, to a different level. It's not on the virus and the vaccinations. It's on Novak with the tennis. Shocking. Should never have got to it.
If he plays Monday, do you think they'll boo him?
Boo him? Oh, God, he shouldn't be allowed on the court. Of course they'll boo him. Well, unless this, what's his name, this Craig boss at the tennis, he might stack the audience and give them a Serbian audience so they don't boo him. I think they're cheats. They're shocking.
Margaret's banter last night. Were you happy with the run from the little girl?
Well, we weren't happy with it. She started to come out of the box well, and then it got slow, and then she made a run for it again. Seemed to get boxed into me. I don't know, these jockeys, they box them in. And then she was making a run again at the last. I wasn't real happy with the run, but neither was Manny. I felt sorry for him. He has a cherry ripe, and then they muck it up.
No, it was a bit unlucky because it was a, I don't know enough about horse racing. You might be explaining to me a bit better, Campbell, but it was a sit and sprint, so there was no pace. Mm. It didn't get a chance really to extend at all, and then it got caught flat footed when they went.
Yep. And that winner just bolted in, didn't it? Like, I don't think anything was going to catch that the way the race was won, but you might have been able to.
What was the name of that horse that won it? Not the Whistler, was it?
It was Diane Starr. The Whistler ran second.
Oh, bloody Whistler. I thought he was going to win it.
I thought it ran third with the photo, to be honest, but the photo went against
it. I thought she ran third, really. Yeah. I thought she got third. Anyway, she didn't, but she's a dear little thing. She tries her heart out, you know. She's knocking on the door. It'll come. It'll come.
I describe her as honest, an honest filly.
She'll win a race.
Yeah, honest little filly she is. Yeah. She is. She's like me, honest.
Are you going to stick with a jockey? Stick with Tao?
Yes, I like that jockey. I like him. I think he will do good. But next time she'll get there.
No, I agree with
that. I'm always saying that, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me anyhow, really. I love her just the same.
I've got a text here. Ask Margaret what she thinks of Cameron Smith's hair, the golfer. Have you seen his hair?
Oh, fabulous. Oh, what a cool, calm and collect guy he is. No frills about him. Just plonk it in the, give it a go, and in the ditch again, in the hole it goes. And he just puts his hand up on the winner. $2 million. He rolls up the tongue easy, doesn't it? $2 million.
He started absolutely beautifully in the...
beautiful. He's a lovely golfer.
You watch much of the golf?
Yeah, well, I watch everything. My son reckons I watch everything that moves.
Hey, what have you thought of the Big Bash season? There's been a little bit of cynicism
I don't really enjoy the Big Bash as much because I think it teaches them bad habits, but it hasn't been good, really. All these old girls, all the has-beens, they're doing well, and all the kids that are getting trounced. The Renegades, my side, I think they come out of a lucky dip. God. Where do they get them from? I don't know. We've got a lousy team. Lousy team. Couple of good kids, Harvey and Harper. They're good kids.
They need to get picks back, I think, as the head of cricket, don't you think?
They need picks back. He might be able to pick them up and dust them down. I don't know what they need. They need something. They need an injection.
Yep.
The fourth jab, I think.
Now, before I go, and dare I ask, we announced Andrew Gaze is rejoining this week, which was really exciting to the Drive show. So, obviously, I should have run that past you first, but here I am. What did you think?
I like that. It's a good move. Good pair. They'll do very well. The odd couple, they'll do very, very well, I'll tell you. It'll be quite good. You've done a good choice there. Did you hear that I had a great grandson arrived yesterday?
Oh, Jack. Really? Congratulations.
Yes, it is good because my little granddaughter's been in hospital since the 22nd of December. It was very, it's been a hard row for her, and they told her yesterday morning, we're taking it today, so for great excitement, not due for a little bit longer, but he's arrived. And he's the first boy in her husband's family. They're just over the moon.
He's one of
six, and he's got five sisters or six sisters, and he's the only boy, the daddy, and now he's got a little boy.
That's fantastic news. Welcome to Jack. How many great grandkids do you have?
I've got two great grandsons, two little babies. The one yesterday and little Fergie is only a year old, and I've got three great granddaughters. So I'm very lucky lady.
So five
great
grandkids. How many grandkids?
Only four grandchildren.
Yep.
I'm not a big family. I only had two. Rocky only had two. My daughter only had two. And now the grandkids have come, great grandkids. The grandkids are coming on with great grandchildren. And
they're
I've got four. And my Dorothy, my younger sister, she's got about 14 great grandchildren.
Isn't that beautiful?
I'm slow, but never mind. Nothing grew in my place, not even the plants.
I love that Dorothy
and also slow in my place.
To Kathleen, we've set up a framed Mick Malthouse picture to mark the year ahead. Of course, Kathleen up in Townsville, so I loved her as well. You got a little song to finish with?
Well, after all of this, it should be after the ball is over, after the break of morn. After the dancers leaving, after the stars are gone. That's enough of that. Bye for now, fella. Listen, the Rocky said I was naughty singing that song to Gwaja last week. He said, Mum, do you realise the meaning of that song? I said, I didn't really. I didn't take much notice. He said, you weren't very complimentary to him. So I apologise, Gwaja.
I meant it in good faith. Yeah, I wasn't across that either, but well done to the Rocky for suggesting. Thanks. Bye, darling.
Bye for now, fellas. Bye.
Bye, Margaret.
Margaret from Sunbury joining us. She's absolutely magnificent. More off the bench after this.